Susie Kearns will take two trips to the Leshino Islands this summer. She lives in Marion, Ohio, and has been coming up here her whole life.
My mom was expecting my sister, and she stayed in this cabin when my dad was in the service. And my sister's 70 now, so that kind of tells you how many years we've been coming up.
Kearns is here with her kids and grandkids. They've all rented cabins on the mainland in Hessel. She tears up a little as she describes the joy of being here with her family.
Hessel has gotten into our blood, and I have a grandson right now that's over in the Middle East, and he's missing this, and I know he's missing it.
The Leshino area includes more than 30 islands in northern Lake Huron, about a half hour's drive east of the Mackinac Bridge. It's quiet here compared to the old days, really quiet. Bob Verity is Kern's son-in-law.
I remember coming up in June when I was a kid every once in a while. This place would be packed. I mean, you couldn't, you know, find a dock space. We used to go fishing down at the, what was called the First Cut. I remember going out there when I was a kid with my grandpa. There'd be 50, 60 boats lined up and down the cut. Now there's, well, maybe one or two.
Fishing was the core of the tourism industry here in those days. But Bonnie Mickelson says that ended when the population of cormorants exploded and ate all the perch in the 1990s.
Then, of course, when the perch disappeared, that was the end of that type of, you know, that type of tourism. So we really didn't have anything else. And then, of course, the financial crisis hit in the early 2000s, and we were desperate.
Mickelson runs Hessel Grocery and a gift boutique down the street, and she's led efforts to rebuild the tourism business here, but not around fishing. Instead, they're looking for tourists that want to learn something on vacation. Mickelson used to live in Seattle, and someone there suggested visiting a boat building school on the Puget Sound. And the first person she met was from Michigan.
Turned out that his father lived 2.5 miles, had a golf course 2.5 miles north of Hessel. And we said, well, why are you here? And he said, because there's no boat building school in the Midwest.
So in 2007, the Great Lakes Boat Building School opened in Cedarville. And last year, a culinary school opened in Hessel.
Hi, I'm Zach Schrader. I'm with the Leshino Culinary School. I'm the program director here. Tonight on feature, we have broiled lake trout from King's Fish Market, served with rapini, also known as broccoli rabe.
Schrader's students trained all winter to run the restaurant this summer. It overlooks the harbor in Hessel.
Matt, we got a buffalo slider and whitefish sandy time on one side of the lock.
Zach Schrader says the Upper Peninsula mainly offers bar food. The only other fine dining he knows of is on Drummond Island. He'd like to see his students go out and change that.
Growing up in the UP, everything's about 10 years behind, I see. So hopefully we catch up and we join in with the northern lower Michigan in becoming a food destination.
Okay, I'll be out there in a second. Don't paddle any farther than that.
Nick Schadig says these programs brought him back this summer.
I think it's a very exciting time to be here. And I've been away for 11 years. This is my first summer home in 11 years.
Schadig leads kayak trips around the islands. This one is part of the Aldo Leopold Festival. Leopold was a forester and the author of a Sand County Almanac, and he spent summers here as a boy.
All right, yeah.
If you don't lean into it, it won't feel stable. You kind of got to, the paddle is strong.
The way Schadig sees it, the push toward cultural tourism in the Leshino Islands takes advantage of assets the region has neglected. He's paddled all over the U.S., but growing up here, he thought he had to go somewhere else for adventure, until a neighbor challenged him.
I was like, oh, I want to go on an adventure to Alaska. And he's like, that's great, man, but there's big surf breaking right outside these islands, and I'm a really good sea kayaker. I can show you right here, right now. It won't cost you anything.
These days, people in the Leshino region are hoping these traditions will make money and provide a new reason for people to come to the islands. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette in Hessel.
All right, so you already know. You've seen a wet exit?
Just yesterday.
Cool, okay.
That was kind of my first experience seeing that.
It's awesome. Is it cool if you just chill right there?